Friday the 16th of April, Vase Eor, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Hagonei Min Haganov.
Rabbi Yisai, whenever I'm asked what the subject is, you know, this time it wasn't on the paper, it's a topical theme, I'm always hesitant to say a topic, because the truth of the matter is, two things. First of all, it's never about the topic. We'll get to that in a moment. But secondly, why does it matter what the topic is? You know, if you're currently very deeply steeped into Kachim, and you don't want to get involved in Zrayim or Moed or Nezikin, I can understand you're focused on Kachim. You can't, the Gemara says that Rav Zeira fasted 100 Tanesim, you should forget Talmud Bavli before he learns Talmud Yerushalmi. But if it's a matter of having a Kviyas in Torah, and the subject changes from day to day, L'chayra, in my mind, should make no difference. What's the difference? If it's a Mishnah in Arla, or in Kanim, or something in Zikin, if it's a Chiddush in Torah, new information, or new insight, or new understanding, that's what should matter. Speaking of, you meet some Mazogim, Ashikul Torah, it shouldn't make a difference what Chelek of Torah it is. But the subject today of Agoyim Min Haganov is in fact not the subject, because like I said, it's never about the topic. I want to share with you a mahalach of the Ketzos Ochish. And it happens to be on the subject of Agoyim Min Haganov. But the truth is, what I want to communicate and what I want to give forth is the novelty, the genius, the insight, the chidush, the new perspective, the fresh take on a sugya that's been around, the Yimeat Anoyim, Al-Miroyim, and the Goyim, and the Rishonim, and the Ktsas comes along and gives you a totally different angle. That's what we should walk away with. Not a din in Hilchas Bein of Minaganis. The Maitre is like this. There's a Chuvas Harivosh, which is brought down halacha in the Ramah, in Simen Lamed Aleph, in Hilchos Zedus, where the Rivosh says that Hachoylek im Haganov is not Pasul Leidus. Hachoylek im Haganov doesn't become Pasul Leidus. Haganov himself, somebody who steals, of course, is Pasul Leidus. Haganov is Pasul Leidus. If you're marrying off your daughter and you have to find Eidei Kiddushin, make sure he's not Haganov. I don't know how easy it is, you know. If he borrows someone's, if he takes a match from someone else and the person wasn't meichel, or the person wasn't aware of it, it's a shayla on the kiddushin.
Shogeg, no?
What?
Shogeg.
I don't know. Why is he a shogeg? Okay.
He forgot.
All right. But akoponim, akanev is postulatus. Hachoylik im Haganev is someone who, after the Ganev already perpetrated the act of Gineva, he makes use of the item that was stolen. And the Rivosh had a Shaila Lagabia Kiddushin. It's a very long Tshuva Lagabia Kiddushin where there was Sveikas and Shailas on the Kiddushin. And one of the Tzdodim to be Mafkia the Kiddushin or to Pasal the Kiddushin was that one of the Eidim was known to be Hachoylik im Haganev. And the Rivosh says, don't bring that into the equation over here. You can't use that to root the Kiddushim based on his Psul Eidus, because he's not a Ganev. He's only a Chaylik in Maganev. And a Chaylik in Maganev is not Psul Eidus. Atkan Divri HaRivosh. Rivosh was the Talmud of the Ramban. A lot of the Psalkim in Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber is based on the Rivosh. And the Ramah brings this to Halacha. A Chaylik in Maganev is not Psul Eidus. The problem is that there's another din that the Ramah brings straight after this din. And that is that if somebody is not machzir b'pikadon, if somebody is machish or koifer b'pikadon, you give me something, or you give someone something, and the time comes to pay it up, and he says, I don't know you. Or it's lost, or whatever it is, he doesn't give it back to you. So the din is that he's posul eidus. He's posul eidus. Because he's holding on to something that belongs to someone else. And that renders him, it would seem, a ganav. And a ganav is posul eidus. So even though it originally came into his rishus beheter, he didn't violate Isur Gneve in order to bring it into his rishus. But the fact that he retains his possession of someone else's item renders him a ganav. Maganov? You did the act of Geneva, but it's now a minor shoes, and I'm not being Meshevich to the Nigzal. So by virtue of holding on to the Chayfetz that belongs to the Nigzal, I should be a Ganav. So what is the difference between a Chayleki Maganav or a Chayfet Bepikodin? In both cases, there wasn't an act of Geneva. But in both cases, you are withholding something that is rightfully someone else's. But Lagabe your psul edus, in the first case where someone else stole it and put it in your reshus, we say you're not a ganav, you're not psul edus. In the second case where it came into your reshus through an agreement that you will be a shomer, you're psul edus. What is the difference between the two? This is the question that the Tumim asks on the Rivosh and on the Ramon.
Does the Chayyuk have a right to take the article and give it straight back to the owner, or does he have to give it back to the Ganav?
To the owner. Not a right, an obligation.
The Ganav says, hey, you're not a person, so I stole. I don't have to give it straight back to the owner?
You have to give it straight back to the owner. You have an obligation to give it straight back to the original owner. For sure. For sure. Assuming he knows. Yeah, anybody has an obligation. Someone, a neighbor also has an obligation. Medina Shavas Adeta. You have to give it back, of course. So this is the question. Therefore, the Tumim says, I am so bewildered by this Chidush of the Rivash that I have no means of making sense of it. And I have to conclude that we're missing some part of the equation over here. We're missing part of the story. The Rivash doesn't mean someone who is currently in possession of someone else's thing. Someone who is currently holding back is a chamson, he's a ganev, he's pasul edus, no question. The Rivash is talking about a case where he gave it back. But he didn't give it back willingly, Bezdin was koyf for him to give it back. The chiddush of the Rivash is normally a ganev would have to display a tshuva that he's really doing. In this case, since he didn't do a maisa gneva, he's no longer in possession of the cheftza of the gzela, so it's enough that it's been given back and he's not pasul edus. This is what the Tumim says, this is what I have to conclude, because otherwise the Rivash remains a riddle that is not solvable. Another possibility, he says, that maybe the Rivash is talking in a case where it was La'acha Yush. So the first Ganev took it, and the Baidum were Nisyayish. And at the point of Yush, we know that it didn't change. At the point of Yush, the first Baidum are not Mokhuyev to give back the Chayfetz, the Chayfetz of the Gneva, but they have to give back the value of the Gneva. So really, this Chayfetz could be considered as something that was somehow removed from the domain of the Nigzal. And therefore, the second Ganav in that case is not postulates. These are the two options that I have said to him. Either it was Lacha Yush, or we're talking about where he was gave it back, but he gave it back a Yidei Kfiyas Bezdin, and that's why he's not postulates. Otherwise, the Rivash is not, doesn't fit, doesn't make sense. That is up to me. Comes along the Ktas HaChoshin and says, look, it's very nice, but this is not the Mashmaos of the Rivash. And not just that, the Ramah brings it, Lahlacha makes no mention of these two qualifiers, that it was talking about a case where he gave it back, but it's already been returned, but against his will, or it's only in a case where it was Lacha Yush. The Ktas says, that doesn't seem to be so. That's pushing it. That's squeezing it. That's not the mashmaos of the Rivash or the Ramah. Therefore, the Rivash says, I'll tell you pshat. The Rivash is absolutely right. There is a very clear distinction between a chilekim aganef and a koyfer b'pikav. What is the difference? What is the difference? So let's first take a look at a few gemaras. Because the chidush of this ktos is such a chidush that the ktos himself understands that he has to prove it. He has to bring rights. And of course, this ktos, by the way, remains of a chudish to the ktos. The nesivis disagrees with the ktos, and the ktos comes back in the mishrei of nesivis, but the most achreinim have other ways of transferring the rights that he brings. But the ktos goes straight to the point and he says like this. I'll tell you what he says before we go to the rights. He says that in Hilchas Geneva we have a Gzeiras HaKosov. A Gzeiras HaKosov is the key word here. So there's no room for Balabatish questions. It doesn't make sense. It's a Gzeiras HaKosov. The Torah says that the qualifier for being deemed a Ganef the definition of a ganav is someone who was gunav mi beis ha'ish. You have to take it away from beis ha'ish. Beis ha'ish doesn't mean that it was physically in his house. It could have been in the park, it could have been in the farm, it could have been on public property. Beis ha'ish means that prior to the act of gneiva, the thing that, the object that was stolen was entirely in his possession in terms of his usage, of his access. That is the definition of a ganav. A ganav is someone who took it out of beis ha'ish. If the beis ha'ish was already compromised before the ganav came onto the scene, then he's not a ganav. He has a chiyuv to give it back. He has no right to be in possession of it. But the dinim of gneva that are unique to a ganav, one of which is that you become posel le'edus, is limited only to the one who actually removed it from beis ha'ish. Therefore, the Tzah says, for the duration of the time that the owner is expecting to receive this back, until you were makhish it, until you were kaifer in it, this chayfet was in beis ha'ish. And the defining factor to determine whether it's in beis ha'ish would be, says the Tzah, and I'll tell you on what basis he says this in a moment, would be, could the owner be makhish it? So if I ask you to watch my hat for me, I'm coming back in 20 minutes, and within those 20 minutes I want to make I want to be made something for Hektish, and I say it should be Hektish, it's Mekudesh. It becomes Hektish. Therefore, a Shemer Pikadim, even whilst it's the Bible could be in Australia, and this could be in the Rishut of the Shemer, and the Shemer is not available, the Shemer lost his keys, it doesn't matter. But it's still considered the possession, it's within the ownership, and it's within access to the violin. Therefore, as soon as that Kaifer Bepikotin says, I'm not giving it back to you, that moment, he is the one who's being Moitziyit Mibei Saish. That Kfira Bepikotin is a Maisa Gneiv. At that moment, he receives the title of Ganev, and he becomes Posuleidus. The Choylekim HaGanev, even though he is possessing something that belongs to someone else, and every moment is a violation, and he has to give it back, no question about it. But did he take on the title of Ganav? Did he become a Ganav? Being as the Maisa Gneiva already took place before he came onto the scene, and at that moment, the Beis Ha'ish status of the original owner was already compromised because he couldn't be Matnishin at that moment, so the second Ganav doesn't have a Shem Ganav. Because he wasn't going to be beis ha'ish. And this is what the Rebbe says, HaChelek im HaGanav doesn't become part of the Eidos. Because in fact, he doesn't have a Shem Ganav. Now, being that this doesn't say anywhere, not in the Mishnah, not in the Brisa, not in the Gemara, not in any other issue, not in the Rebbe, the Tzah says, I'll show you that it is, it does say it somewhere. It says more than one place. These are actually, according to the Tzah, Gemara's Mufurashus. And let's take a look. There is a Tosfos in Bava Kama. The Gemara says like this. This is a Gemara in Bava Kama that Kufi Dalaf on the basis of the first Shikha Gemara in Perek HaGoyfu Umaych. Gozal v'loi nisiyayin shuabayim. So someone stole Goyzel and the Bailim were not nisiyayin. Ubo acher v'ochloi mimenu. And then a second person came and ate it. So the first person stole it on Sunday, the second person ate it on Monday. And now the Nigzal, who is not in Siyaish, is pursuing the case. He's going to fight his case. He's going to gain it back. So who does he take to court? Who can he claim the money back from? So Rami Bar Chama says, that he can only beat Teveya from the first one, not from the second. Your Baldin, says Rami Bar Chama, is the first one. Your Baldin, the person who you have to deal with, is the person who took it out of your house, took it out of your account, removed it from your domain. He is your Ganav. The second Ganav is none of your business. Don't deal with him, says Rami Bar Chama. Zok Toises, what's Pshat in Rami Bar Chama? What's the difference? Why can't I go to the second person? The second person ate my chayfetz. When he ate it, I wasn't Nisiyayish. means it was still my chepetz. What's the difference if my chepetz is in my house, or it's in the park, or it's in the farm, or it's on the street? It could have been in the rishus of the first ganav, but it's still mine. You're eating it in the ma'aseh ganeva. There should be two ganavim in this case. And we should pass in rotzo mizeh goyve, rotzo mizeh goyve. I should be entitled to be tovei either one of them. According to Rami Bar Chama, if the first ganav disappears from the scene, then I'm stuck. Right? So why should I not be allowed to be tevei any one of my choice? Says Toisus, I'll tell you why. Because after the first gineva, it's einoi legamri birshus more. Sharei einoi yochoi lakdisha. Since as soon as the first maisa was perpetrated, as soon as the first gineva took place, the owner wasn't in a position to be makdish it. So that was the moment, Taitches the Ktov, Pshat and Toitzvis, that it was already removed from Beis Ha'ish. And that's where the Shem Ganev was already established on the first person. Anything that follows this act is no longer a Maisa Gneva against the original Bialim, because it wasn't taking the Beis Ha'ish of the original Bialim. Toitzvis goes on to say, there's another reason why the Beis Ha'ish is compromised, because if the second person would make a shinui, the gan would make a shinui, he would be kind of a shinui. But that's what Toisus says. Now, this sounds very nice. So Rabbi Bahama is a raya to the Ktos. Well, the problem is, it sounds very nice when you're hearing it from me. But when you look up the Gemara, Rav Chisda is chaylik on Rabbi Bahama. And Rav Chisda Befeidish says, Roto mizeh goyve, Roto mizeh goyve. You can go to either gan if you want, and slew him, and make sure he pays it back to you. And not just that, the halacha is like Rav Chisda. The halacha is like Rav Chisda. So what's the source bringing a raya from Rabbi Bar Chama? Maximum, you can tell me that there is this one dissenting opinion that holds that the Shem Ganav is limited only to the first Ganav. But minay, from this sugya itself, we see that the halacha emerges from this sugya that they're both considered ganavim. Says the Tzos, hold it. You're learning wrongly pshat in the machlokes. But before we see that, let's take another gemara. A gemara of Metziyah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the gemara says that hay man the gozal chavisa the chamra mechave. A man stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Meikara shav yuzuza. He stole it on Sunday, and on Sunday the wine prices were very low. By the way, Tarish from Batal Seder's line, but it just came to my mind. I was once in Heathrow Airport, and I went into the shop. What?
Not yesterday.
No. Baruch Hashem for that. I wanted to buy my father a gift. I went into the liquor store. I was in a grand mood, you know.
Duty free, yeah?
I went into duty free, for sure. And I went into the man in the shop. I don't know what I was thinking. And I said to him, sir, what's the most expensive bottle of whiskey you have in the shop? No, I was thinking. 30 pounds. 40 pounds. 60 pounds. You know how much?
10,000.
No. 10,000 pounds they have many of, and then they had 23,000 pounds. He said the 10,000 pound one is for drinking, the 23 is for investment. They said, you know what, I don't drink, we don't drink alcohol. What? What did I buy? I walked out the store. So the Gemara says, "Gozal chavis de chamra mechavrei meikara shav yezuzo hashta shav yarpo." So he sold it on Sunday. On Sunday, when he stole it, it was worth one zuz. But on Wednesday, the price went up to four zuz, four times as much. Now the question is, the chamra is no longer here. Fashteitzach, if the chamra is here, there's no question. You have to give it back. It's behem. It goes back to the bialim. There's no discussion. But the chamra is no longer here, so you have to dig into your pocket and pay back. Person wants to do tshuva. He wants to be major with Sagzela. The shaila is, what should he pay back? One zuz or four zuz? At the time that he did the maisa hagzela, it was one zuz. And if that's what he's coming to be metakin, he has to b'chayda give one zuz. But at the end, it was worth four zuz. Zuck the gemara, it depends. If tavro ishasya, if... Why is the barrel no longer here? If it's no longer here because he broke it on Wednesday, he smashed it, or he drank it up. So then he has to Arba. And however, if in Tavra Memela, it's Bar Memela, if it broke by itself, then Meshalem Zuzi. Then Meshalem Zuzi. If it broke by itself, then Meshalem Zuzi. So what's Pshat in this Gemara? The Pashtus. If you ask me Pshat, before I had seen this Ktos, the Pshat is very simple. You have to look at the time of the crime. Which Maisa HaGneva are you coming to be Meshiv? If you're being, you're coming to be Meshiv for the Maisa HaGneva that took place on Sunday, you stole one Zuz, you have to pay back one Zuz. The fact that it went up in between is not your business. You have to give back the Maisa HaGneva that you did on Sunday. It, and therefore, if it broke by itself, it broke, you have to give back one Zuz. However, if you broke it on Wednesday or you drank it on Wednesday, we now have two Maisa HaGzela. One on Sunday, but then there's another Maisa HaGzela. Because I was still the Baalim, the owners were still the Baalim, they were not Nisyayish. So on Wednesday, you committed another act of theft against my barrel of wine. When you drank it or you broke it. And I'm going to sue you for the second act of theft, not for the first. Because the second act of theft was worth four Zuz. So the Gemara says, if Tavrei Shasya, you could be Tavei him for four Zuz. But if it was Itbar Memela, you pay only one Zuz. So the Chayre, doesn't this Gemara smack in the face of the Pshat of the Ktos? What do we see from this Gemara? From this Gemara we see that even though on Sunday it was already not Bebeis HaYish, even though on Sunday the original owner was no longer in a position to be Makdashit, nonetheless, we consider the act of Wednesday to be a Maisa Gzela against the original owner. And for this reason, the original owner can be Tadeh. So the Tzotz's fast is very nice. It's a nice story that the Tzotz wants to suggest, but we have two kashas on it. First of all, we have a kasha from the Gemara in Bava Kama of Kufi Dalev, where the Chizde Paskins, and that's the halacha, that Rotzo Mizeh Goive, Rotzo Mizeh Goive, the Nigzal is, it's to his discretion. If he wants, he can go to the second Ganef and say, you were my Ganef. And the second Ganef doesn't have a defense by saying, well, the Torah says, mi beis ha'ish, it was no longer in your base. The Chizda doesn't take that into consideration. Maybe Rami Bar Choma disagrees like Torah says, but we've asked like the Chizda. So how could Pshat in the Rivosh be based on this new Chiddush of the Torah that beis ha'ish is terminated as soon as it's been stolen the first time? That's a kasha from the Gemara in Daf, in Baba Kama Daf Kufi Daf. Okay, it's a machlokes there. And then there's another kasha, which is the Chayr Astama, Astimus of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Rotza, that it Shavre Oishasye, Mishalem Arbo Zuzi. And we teach that the Pshat is that on Wednesday, you did a second Maisig Neva. I, L'chayra, that second Maisa Geneva was not taking it out of Beis Ha'ish, because once you stole it on Sunday, it already lost, he already lost his title of being the Bailim in the sense of Beis Ha'ish. So why can you sue him to pay you for? So these are the two kashas that remain on the Ktos. Zok Diktos, Rabbi Isai, you learned wrong pshat in both of these Gemaras. You learned pshat wrongly in both of these Gemaras. You think, yeah, it's not so bad if you think so, because the Nesivus agrees with you, and many others agree with you. But you think, said the Ktos, that the second Maisa is a Maisa Gneva, that's not Pshat. That's not Pshat. That's not Pshat. A Ganev is only the first person. If the Torah says, V'gunav mi-Beis Ha'ish, once an item has been removed from Beis Ha'ish, it's no longer open to Gneva. It's no longer capable of being Nigna. Gneva can happen once. The definition of Gneva is taking it out from full ownership. As soon as there is no longer full ownership, as soon as that was compromised, Gneva can no longer take place. Says the Ktos, you know what the Gemara is saying in Daf Kufi Dalef in Bava Kama? And up in Gimel and Bava Metzia? The Gemara is telling you a different din entirely. The Gemara is telling you that the second person is Chayiv. Midin Mazik. Midin Mazik. Not Midin Ganev. Ganev is only the first person. But you can sue the second person on a different account. A different case. Eina Chinami, the item was already gonuf. It was already taken out of Beis Ha'ish. But the Ktos never said that you're not the owner of the item. You're an owner who doesn't have access to his own item, who can't have full usage of his own item, but it's still everything away that was still mine? Not, I can't be Teveh, you midin ganav, you're not a ganav. But you are mazik it by taking it, by drinking it, by removing it, by not allowing me the ability to reclaim it. You are mazik me. And therefore I can be Teveh you for that. And this is what the Gemara means. The only problem is that the Gemara says, in the case of Itzba Shtavri Eshasye, the Gemara says, Hahi Shaito de Koshosile, Oy de Kotovarle, Kogozalmine. It's the moment that that the person drank it or broke it, that he stole it. But the Tzah says it doesn't have to mean Gozalmine, that has a Shem Gazlin. In other words, the first Maisach Zayla you're no longer accountable for the Maisach Zayla. We treat this as an act that's taking place now. But not midim gazlan, only midim mazik. And the Ktzor says, I'll bring you a raya. What's the raya? L'chayra, according to the simple pshat in the Gemara says that if the person stole something, let's repeat the story. Reuven stole a barrel of wine from Shimon on Sunday. On Wednesday, he broke it. Or he drank it. So we have two ways of taking this Gemara. The pashtus of the Gemara before the Ktzos came on the scene was that he stole it on Sunday once, and then he did another Maisach Zeila on Wednesday. And l'chayra from this Gemara we see that Zeila is not determined by being Moitzi Mibeis Ha'ish. As long as there was no Yush, as long as the person has some level of ownership, some right to reclaim it, you could still be Geizel. And this which the Gemara says, everybody knows the Mishnah, that I'm going to be a Ganav, is part of Mina Kefil, that's an Indafka by Kefil. But that doesn't qualify the Shem Ganav. The Shem Ganav can be followed a million times. As long as there was no use, whoever takes this into his possession is taking something that belongs to the original Bible. If you take something that belongs to the original Bible, you're a Ganav. Doesn't matter whether the Bible has the Koyach to be Makdish, whether this new din of Mideis Ha'ish would seem to be a creation of the Ktzos. Takem Yusad on a Toysis. That would be one mahalach in the Gemara. The other mahalach in the Gemara would be like the Ktzos says, no, Ganev is only one. Ganev is only the person who was mafkia, the complete, absolute bailos of the owner, which allowed the owner to be mafkia in any place he may be. And as soon as that takes place, you cannot have a second Maisach Gneva. Second, the reason why the Gemara says that you have to pay four if you broke it on Wednesday is because you have a Shem Mazik. Says the Ktzos, if the pshat was that it's mitzad the gzela, that the Wednesday act is an act of theft, then why does the Gemara talk about a case where you broke it or you drank it? Why couldn't the Gemara talk about a case where you simply lifted it up again? Every time you take it, you're magbia it, that would be another mice of being koina, if it belongs to someone else. So if on Wednesday, the Gemara should have said it depends not on whether you broke it or broke by itself, it depends on whether you didn't touch it over the duration of the 4 days, in which case there was only one Maisa Gzela on Sunday, or if you picked it up on Wednesday, then the act of having picked it up is a new Maisa Gzela, and I'm going to charge you for that Maisa Gzela. Which one? It was worth four? Why did the Gemara say Tavke Tavre Shasi? And the Tusk goes even further and says, hey, maybe even without having picked it up, every moment that it's in your Rishus, there's a Tzad to say that that's a new Maisa Gzela. From this Gemara, Zaraya, that it's only the Shvira of the Chayfut, or the drinking of the Chayfut, which is a new Maisa of Mazik, that could allow you to be Mitzvah on the act of Wednesday. But anything short of that wouldn't constitute Gineva. Why not? Because it's already been taken out of Beis Ha'ish on Sunday. This is the Ktos. Atkan. And this is really a revolution in the whole sugya of Goyim Minagan. It's a new pshat. It doesn't say it anywhere. The Mishnah says that Goyim Minagan is part of Minakefa. And this is what a lot of the Achroim tie into the Ktos. Why does the Mishnah say Goyim Minagan is part of paying back? So the Ktos will argue that he still chayav to pay it back because it's his. But he's part of the pay it back mitin exhale. He's only chayav to pay it back mitzad it's bane and it's his. And like Hashavah Sadeh, the type of Hashavah. But the Shem Ganev Hashavah, the Hashavah that's miyuchat to Hashem Ganev, doesn't apply to this person. So why does they not give me a kefir? Over this pshat l'ktos, Rabbi Yisai l'ktos was a yid who sat, who they say he didn't have even money to, not even mind to print a sefer, even to be able to write a sefer. And it's arguably, you could say that the Tzas was maybe the biggest contribution in Olam HaYeshivas. I'm not saying this, but there's room to such an argument. People think Chaim Voloshiner or the Tzas, maybe the Kiveger, between the two of them, really revolutionized the Mahalach HaLimud Yeshivas. The revolution didn't come from Vilna, it came from Poznan, from Hungary, stroke Germany. And the Ktos was Poland's luck, Vilna, Zayn, Litta. But these were two anonymous people, they didn't have big yeshivas, they sat and they learned, and they wrote Sfarim, and Sfarim changed the world. Yeah, say that.